Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Patience. This live is about you as a patient at the Correctional Health Institute. You came here because you felt overwhelmed by life. Too many things were going on, and they caused all kinds of subtle and less subtle problems. Now, many people would say that you have to deal with it yourself and you have to figure everything out without any help. And that's silly. Why wouldn't you need help? When something is broken in your house, don't you hire a professional to fix it? Do you do everything in your life yourself? Of course not. So when it comes to your mental health, why wouldn't you let a professional help with that? Interestingly, this institute has been recommended to you by a friend. She seemed very happy about her stay and told you that it was especially relaxing. And today, you arrive. So close your eyes and just try to imagine a simple professional building. Just try to imagine yourself arriving, brought there by a taxi, and being shown inside. Inside the building, you see a few other people. While you are welcomed at the door by an orderly, you already see other patients who seem calm and happy. They seem very relaxed. They aren't doing much or talking a lot, but they don't seem to be complete robots either. Most of them seem to be busy with something, painting, art. So you are guided through the building. It looks pretty standard, convenient, and common. And as you walk through the building, you hear a soft melody in the background. It's a very simple sound, an elegant chord progression that just seems calming. It's a bit strange, but not unpleasant. And as you continue walking through the halls and the corridors, the music seems to create a feeling of relaxation. Now the orderly brings you first to a room where you're able to put your stuff. Shortly after, you are retrieved and you are brought into a small office with the doctor. Now, of course, you haven't seen Nimja before, and this facility is a branch of Nimja Incorporated. The Correctional Health Institute has been responsible for many people working inside Nimja Inc. But you don't know this. All you know is that you called, you got accepted, and now you are here. The doctor sits in a very simple dark chair, motioning for you to sit down in a chair of your own. Welcome. Now you may wonder what we do at this facility, and these things will become clear in time. For now, just relax. I think it's been quite a travel, so try to sleep for a while, and afterwards we will show you around. You're brought back to your room, and as it is indeed quite late already, it feels like a good time to sleep. Inside your room, the music is almost inaudible, still present from the corridors, but soft. It's a little bit like rain or a waterfall, continuous, softly changing, incredibly relaxing, and not unpleasant to sleep to. And sleep eventually does come. In the morning, you are invited to breakfast, and there you start noticing how everyone else is very proper. All the other patients seem to behave with a very strong feeling of purpose. As they go to the mess hall for their breakfast, they don't seem to have any questions, no confusion, no worry about their place in the world. Part of you is intrigued, while another part is starting to get a little bit worried. They don't seem to be in any kind of pain or discomfort, but something about them seems off. Breakfast is nice, although you can't quite remember what you got, but you feel comfortable, rested mostly. And you're looking forward to beginning the process. This place does seem very, very far away from your normal life. It's almost a comfort to not have to think about all the daily struggles for a bit. So, with an optimistic feeling and only a very slight feeling of danger, when the orderly retrieves you, you follow. The corridors seem welcoming as always, the music guiding you further and further through the whole place, it seems. Eventually, you're led into a room where there is a very nice chair. It looks incredibly comfortable, and it is set up in front of a screen. The same man you saw before that welcomed you to the Institute is standing there and is motioning for you to sit. After you sit down, before you realize what happened, an orderly has suddenly injected you with something. It was very fast, and you almost didn't feel it at all. It was even lighter than the sting of a bug. You wonder what it is, and before you can even ask, you suddenly feel yourself becoming very, very woozy. You try to get up, but your legs already feel like they're made of jelly. And your arms just feel so heavy, your mind just seems to be fading away. You want to panic, but you can't. You want to resist, but the drug has already put you to sleep. It made you drop into the chair, and time fades away. When you wake, you are dressed in different clothes. Suddenly, you have a straitjacket on, and while it is not closed, you're strapped down to the comfortable chair. Even your head is strapped back, and you cannot lean forward or even turn around. You're still quite fuzzy, quite woozy, and wondering what the meaning of this is. You also realize that your feet are completely strapped down. The chair is comfortable and it seems to be heated. In fact, you feel a gentle massaging pressure against your back. This is a very strange place. Part of you wants to resist and wants to yell out, but your body is still not quite ready. The screen flickers into action, and you start seeing all kinds of strange, colorful patterns, words flashing in front. You struggle against your restraints. You wonder and worry about what is happening. "Don't worry," says the man. "This is all part of the procedure. While this may seem somewhat uncomfortable for you, I can promise you that very quickly you will feel extremely comfortable." You realize that the music that has been everywhere in the institute is here as well. Just gentle chords, a background sound that seems all too familiar. Now, while you may feel worried about what's happening, try to relax. Of course, you are doing the opposite of relaxing. You're trying to fight. You're trying to resist. But you can't. You are completely strapped down. The drug in your system still making you woozy. And while you try to look around, you can't help but being dragged back into the spiral in front of you. Words flashing. Obey. Draw. Listen, follow. The doctor keeps talking to you as well, leaning close, making it almost intimate. And it's an intimacy that feels so wrong, but you cannot shut it out. Your body is still too tired to properly speak or scream. All you can do is listen to it, endure it, and try not to lose your mind as every thought of yours is slowly melted away, your resistance broken, your mind brainwashed. The words keep flashing in front of your eyes, and with your eyes closed, you still see lights flickering. The brightness of the screen so strong that you can almost see it through your eyelids. My voice talking to you, telling you how you cannot ignore the lights. You cannot ignore my voice, and no matter how hard you try, my words are having an effect on you. My words are guiding you into a deeper state. And the more you try to resist, the harder the fall will be. The deeper you will drop when I tell you to. Everyone in this facility is under my control. The patients, the orderlies, everyone is mine to do with as I please. And you will be one of them as well. And it will make you happy. It will help you feel that you have a purpose in life, that you have something to live for, that you have a place, a meaning, and that meaning is serving me. And while those thoughts may seem to be unusual, you'll soon realize that obeying me and serving me makes you happy. The more you resist, the longer this will take, and I have all the time in the world to reprogram you. I don't mind sitting here talking to you, helping you go deeper and deeper into an irresistible trance. I don't mind at all to guide you into this new, improved state of your being. It's okay, you can look at the screen. The words help. The words help you understand what you need to do, that you need to drop from me and stare at the words flashing at the screen in front of you. Your mind melting away as you listen to my voice. See, even the friend who recommended you is under my control. But to your credit, you're holding out a little bit longer than them. But you don't have a choice. It's futile, completely useless to resist. You are powerless. You have no chance but to listen and look, follow and obey, learning the delicious mantra of empty and obedient, a simple state of mind, a deep purpose, and a wonderful feeling. The deeper you serve, the happier you feel, and there will always be something for you to do. See, for most, it will simply be to be a good person, to represent me well in the world. And sometimes to listen and obey, follow, crave. Do you realize that you're sitting here, tied up, strapped down, in a medical, very relaxing massage chair? You can almost feel yourself sink into the wonderfully soft leather. The rotating knobs of the massage helping your back to relax. And no matter how hard you try, you can just feel yourself getting more relaxed. Did you realize that your breathing has slowed down already? Did you realize that your mind is already giving in? Your thoughts have started to melt. And the more you stare, the happier you feel, the more you listen, the more you feel your purpose. the more you enjoy obeying, listening, feeling that you have a place. And of course, you'll be very happy with your treatment here at the Correctional Health Institute. You will happily stay for a few days to make sure that your brainwashing is permanent and pleasant. Who knows? You might even enjoy being strapped down, forced to listen, watch, slowly feeling the drugs melt your thoughts, my words replace your thoughts with new meanings and new purpose. Your mind just fades away over time. You draw. You relax. When you wake up, you actually wake up in the room you were given, in the clothes you went to bed with. And you're not sure if what just happened was a dream or not. You're not quite sure if you just dreamed, woke up, or if you just arrived last night and you're a little bit worried, so your mind conjured up an idea of being brainwashed here. But surely that cannot be the case. It is such a pleasant place. The music feels comforting. The people seem relaxed and happy. So maybe you'll just wait and see what's going on and then decide. Surely this was no more than the stress of before giving you a nightmare. Well, maybe not quite a nightmare. It was kind of nice. And in that way, when you're retrieved by the orderlies, ready for breakfast, you feel a slight feeling of déjà vu. Have you done this before? Have you seen the mess hall before? Did you see the people move around with purpose? You're not quite sure, and it doesn't really matter. In fact, the people seem extraordinarily calm with themselves. They feel purposeful. They don't seem like drones at all. They seem more like very functional, well-balanced people. And you know what? You think you're ready for treatment too. When you're retrieved by the orderly after breakfast, you go with them. You enter a room that doesn't seem entirely unfamiliar, with a chair that you think is quite comfortable. When you sit down, you feel something in your arm, but you don't really think about it anymore. And when your mind just fades out, drugs, you think nothing of it. My voice guides you down deeper and deeper again. When your eyes open with the spiral, the words, the visuals in front of you, you feel calmer now. Part of you feels that you should be scared, but you're just not. In fact, you feel that this is good, that this should be as it is. And why not? Maybe everyone does need a little help sometimes. Maybe the minds need fixing as well. Maybe brainwashing is a good way to help yourself improve, become better, have a strong feeling of purpose. Yes, all of this is entirely natural. You don't even hear my voice anymore. It's become your own voice, your own thoughts. Over and over again, you're put through this. By the time you're ready to leave the Institute, you feel happy. You have a purpose. You know exactly what you want to do. You want to be empty and obedient. You want to serve and submit, obey and listen. And when I count back up, the procedure will be complete. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And I hope you had fun.